All right, crypto fam, buckle up. This will shock you. Nobody's talking about it. We've got a massive showdown brewing in the crypto space right now. Cardano, ADA, the underdog, is throwing down the gauntlet against the reigning champion, Ethereum, and it's getting real interesting. I'm talking 120 million ADA being scooped up by whales. That's right, massive investors are pouring into Cardano ADA like there's no tomorrow. Is this the beginning of a Cardano ADA takeover? Could Cardano ADA be the next big thing to dethrone Ethereum? Let's dive into the numbers, the charts, and the potential implications. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and make sure that you hit that notification bell, because I'm going to knock your socks off with this stuff. It's going to shock you. It's going to surprise you because of all the negativity you hear in the media around Cardano ADA, and nobody's going to be highlighting or talking about this. So let's get to it. Let's go. So we're going to start here, and this is a really interesting chart that nobody is talking about. And I really wanted to, you know, incorporate it into the thumbnail. You probably looked at the thumbnail, didn't even realize the significance of what it was you were looking at. And I did that deliberately. This is basically the normalized 1 year, This is a normalized one-year view of the buy and sell volume difference between the different altcoins in the space. And what you probably see here or have started to notice immediately is that Cardano ADA on the screen here has been the most accumulated altcoin over the last 1 year. I think that is really, really telling. I'm really interested to get your views and opinions in the comments below. I think there's a lot that we're uncovering, and it goes against the narrative in the media, right? And, you know, we always kind of say here at Cheeky Crypto, follow what the big money is doing, the big whales, follow what they're doing, because they're normally in the know, right? That is, why they're, so profitable and they've got so much money in their wallets, right? Or so much crypto in their wallets. They've got insider information. They're being told stuff that, we're not being told. They're privy to information that we're not perhaps getting to view, right? And I think that's pretty much what happens in the crypto space. You know, you've seen, what's happened with Bitcoin. We've been telling you what's going on. But it's rather interesting. Let me know your thoughts and opinions in the comments below. We've got an update on the Cardano node version 9.1.0. is 48% complete. Chang hard fork is getting closer. But look, let's talk about what is actually going on. Cardano goes toe-to-toe with Ethereum as whales scoop up 120 million ADA. So look, I want to talk about this because I think it's really, really important. We've got data from market intelligence platform Into the Block shows that Cardano is witnessing a similar large transaction volume as Ethereum. In the last 24 hours, Cardano recorded a large transaction volume of $6.7 billion, that's with a B, while Ethereum witnessed a large transaction volume of $6.71 billion. So look, there's a lot of people, although there's a lot of negativity about Cardano, purchasing right now. Whales have been buying, and I've demonstrated with a chart that, Cardano is one of the most accumulated altcoins over the last 1 year. Now, if this was an altcoin that wasn't going to do well, I don't think we would see that. The other thing is there's a surge of activity. We've seen, an increase in the amount of activity on chain as well in the Cardano ecosystem. This is, I guess, decoupled from what we're seeing price wise, but ultimately is a sign of, what's to come. I do expect Cardano to do really, really well in the coming weeks, months, and years. And, I've talked to, people at Solana Foundation, and they are not as future-proof and thinking as far ahead as Cardano. from, you know, the conversations that I've had, at least that's what I've taken from those conversations. We've got Bitcoin down 1.64% in the past 24 hours, now at 60,716.89. People talking about this being the bottom. I don't think that we're quite where we need to be just yet. Ethereum at 2,915.82 and Cardano at 36.89. That's cent. So yeah, look, down 0.93%. You know, perhaps a good dollar cost averaging opportunity, but you know, where people are saying that the bottom is in, like we've called this Q3 2024. Fed pivot, crypto crash, stocks crash. We've seen the stock market crash. We've seen crypto starting to crash. And we're just waiting for what I believe is inevitable and that we've been calling for over 18 months. And that is the Fed pivot in September. So look, you know, we've called this market impeccably. You need to be subscribed. You need to be watching. And you definitely need to be in the free Discord, link in the description of this video. But yeah, look, that's the market. Let's move on. And we've got crypto market sheds, $150 billion in 2 days as Bitcoin dumps to 60.5K. Again, seeing, you know, the lows come in. We've seen an awful lot of, you know, loss in the stock market as well. We've got the crypto market hit by correction. Ethereum, Solana, Dogecoin slip under key support. So again, you know, over 5% dip in the crypto market. We've told you this was coming. We've got Bitcoin traders risk off, BTC price falls to 62K. You know, a lot of people saying that this is the bottom. It clearly wasn't. This is what we were saying yesterday. 62 is not the bottom. We're now at 60. So yeah, look, shit's about to get really real, right? And I think, you know, August, September is going to be very, very interesting. We got US spot, Bitcoin, Ethereum, ETFs record joint outflows for the first time, record joint outflows. So yeah, look, lots and lots of money seeping out of the market. This normally happens when we expect, you know, lower prices. You know, but I want to talk about the fact that it isn't all negative, right? And this is just short term, right? And you know, we're going to be seeing some phenomenal prices coming. And this is like, you know, again, just signs of what's to come. Morgan Stanley, 15,000 financial advisors can, you know, start pitching Bitcoin ETFs to their clients. That will be followed by the Ethereum as well in the future as, you know, things progress with the Ethereum spot ETF as well. Look, I want to talk about this stuff, right? It's really, really important that we cover this stuff off. Why? Because ultimately, you know, previous cycles, we didn't have all of this Wall Street stuff. We didn't have all this opportunity that is here. You know, it was frowned upon. Now we're at a stage where actually, you know, it's going mainstream. And as it goes more mainstream, more and more people are going to hear about it, get involved in it, and so on. We're still really early. We've got MicroStrategy's Bitcoin holdings keep surging. They keep buying more. Again, positive signs. And then I wanted to talk about this article. Most Bitcoin layer two networks won't survive, according to Galaxy Research. I completely agree with this. That I've talked about the fact that I expect a lot of acquisitions, lots of mergers. I think that that's likely to happen in the L2 space. I think that, you know, Stax is a really solid layer two protocol. But outside of that, you know, I do fear for some of the others, you know, particularly on Bitcoin. But like I said, you know, there's great technology, there's great team members, there's great founders, and I expect a lot of acquisitions and a lot of mergers to be happening over the next few years. So look, that's my thoughts, my opinions on the crypto market, Sunday, the 4th of August. I hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, hit that like button, subscribe if you haven't subscribed already, tapping that bell, selecting all the notifications so you never miss a video, and I will catch you in the next one. Take care.